Proclamation number 6339 of 23rd of August, 1955. Form Christians. Dead souls. What a person does dutifully, what his heart does not urge him to do but only his intellect, is of no value to the soul, even if it is to be regarded as a work of love for God or his neighbor. Because only what a person does of his own free will has an effect on the soul. And thus many people's lifts are poor in God-pleasing activity, even though they outwardly appear as if they were faithful followers of the Church. But then this is not the Church of Christ which he himself founded on earth, which must include living followers. People who have a living faith which has been won through working in love. Love alone is decisive for a right way of life, for a maturing of the soul with the result that it can enter the kingdom of light and be tutored after its death. And this should be seriously considered by all people who spend their time and effort on things which are of little benefit to the soul. All should ask themselves to what extent they kindle love within themselves, what they do out of their heart's urge to love. All should first give account to themselves of how they fulfill the commandment of love for God and neighbor. But do not believe that they love God by following humanly issued commandments. God demands more of you. He does not demand a mechanical exercise but something living in order to be able to make you blissfully happy in the spiritual kingdom one day. For such can only be received by a loving heart which has shaped itself into love on earth. They're all dead souls which have not yet kindled love within themselves, yet little value is placed on this very fact. Yet what is of no value for the soul is eagerly carried out. Love should not only be preached. It must be practiced by every human being, and love for God and neighbor must underlie all speech and action. God will never be satisfied with forms and customs which he himself has not demanded from people. He will only ever look at the heart to see to what extent it is filled with love, for he only values the latter and only the latter is pleasing before God. For only a love-filled heart can unite with him and receive strength and light and grace, which, however, are absolutely necessary in order to ascend, in order to mature and still attain a degree of perfection in earthly life, which is your actual aim on earth. Only love guarantees this perfection, but dutiful actions or works which lack love will never have the same success. And every sincerely striving person will also recognize within himself that formal customs cannot satisfy God and will endeavor to live in a way which is pleasing to him. Amen.